you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Sorry, I just got hit by a rock.
I want a rock! Rock! I want a rock! Rock! I want to rock!
Hit by a rock, a river rock. Craig Evans with us. We are in the fourth hour of our first live show back. The fourth hour of the program this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Took about a week off then.
Yeah, we did.
In a Deadpool kind of note, there is a player with the name, if I'm not mistaken, Evans Gate.
Yeah, like love that name. Yeah.
It was on this date in 1997. The bodies of 39 members of the Heaven's Gate cult.
Yeah.
Were found inside a home in Rancho Santa Fe, California, following their group suicide.
Purple Nikes, and they cut their balls off too, right?
Some of them.
Yeah. Show me one pretty scrotum.
What about these nuts?
That was before we started Scrotal Awareness Month.
That is.
What about these nuts?
Cut them off. You want to join the... You want to join the cult? They were crazy. I mean, all cults are crazy. I think all that stuff's crazy, but this is funny as hell.
Well, this was particularly crazy. I mean, they killed themselves.
They killed themselves.
Christ's
sake. They thought. Well, they killed themselves, and before that, they cut their nuts off.
Yes.
Yes. And they all wore purple Nikes. They knocked down that house, or they resold that. It was a beautiful house in San Diego.
It was a beautiful house.
Yeah, remember that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd knock it down.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to have to buy the house.
Not with the...
Or try and sell the house. You know, 39 people.
Died. Yeah. You have, like, ghost nuts.
Yes.
Scaring you the rest of your life.
If they're deep fried with some ranch, they're actually not that bad.
Ghost nuts.
Sounds like a good cereal.
As long as they're sliced up.
Oh, I could go for a bowl of ghost nuts.
What happened? What'd you see? An aberration? Yes. Nuts everywhere. Ghost nuts everywhere. Because the nuts are dead, too. So
I prefer blue cheese.
I like blue cheese, too. But
I'll take either. Yeah. I really don't care.
Yeah.
Over the ranch.
Me, too.
Stinkweed Pete says, our resident historian.
Yeah, that's a nice house, too. It's too bad.
Yeah. Still there? I think it is still there. I don't think they leveled that thing.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm seeing pretty recent images of it.
There are a lot of people that aren't afraid of ghosts, especially nuts.
Nobody wants that.
It doesn't mean there's going to be ghosts either for that matter.
No, you just laugh at ghost nuts.
Yeah. My God, I saw ghost nuts again last night down the hallway. He just waved, kept moving.
Hey, Tyler, I think I sat in some gum.
the ghost of Larry the Cable Guy's nuts.
Stinkweed Pete says, our resident historian, says, honor about this date in Todd and Tyler Radio Empire history, 2014.
Mm-hmm. That's 4 years
ago. 4 years ago today.
Todd was really concerned that he could be showing symptoms of having contracted restless leg syndrome.
He did have that problem.
Oh, remember when that was the quaint days of your leg problems?
You know what cured that? That accident. They weren't restless anymore.
I guess we haven't heard about the restless leg syndrome.
We haven't.
In a couple years
They were cute, quaint days.
Knocked it right out of that leg.
Yeah.
You sure you didn't just make that up?
No, I remember you having restless leg syndrome.
I remember you thinking you had restless leg.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you hit a post and it wasn't restless anymore.
Just kind of laid there for a few months.
Yeah, it was quite restless for a while.
For a while, right.
Psychologists have discovered that there is a correlation between altruistic or nice people and sexual frequency.
Well, if you're getting laid more, you're nicer.
Or nice people get laid more.
Eh.
Well, what comes
chicken egg? I think you get laid more, you're nicer. I think that's it.
You're nicer if you get laid more?
Yes.
Or you're not, or it's not you're nicer so you get laid more?
You know what? This is a chicken egg thing. You're right.
I don't think so.
I think they're both, correct, but I think definitely you're nicer if you're getting laid more because you're not as pent up or angry.
Maybe, depending on how you're going about it, depending on what your tactics are.
How do you do it?
Well, no, it depends on what your tactics are. Are you an aggressive predator going after prey?
Oh, I got
or
it.
Or you're just a, yeah.
You're just happy to be having, you're getting a lot of sex.
Yeah.
Okay, then you are nicer.
Yes, and you can see the two different things.
I see the difference.
Either way, it's a good cycle.
Right.
Yeah, and one of the studies, participants who scored higher on a self-report altruism measure, reported that they were more desirable to the opposite sex, as well as reporting having more sexual partners, having more casual sex partners, and having sex more often within their relationship. Altruism matters more for men's number of lifetime and casual sex partners than for women's. They tend to focus on personality instead of other things. That means that they have a wider pool of partners to choose to date and sleep with. This matters more for men than for women. But still, it's, you know, equal. They will have more sex quickly as they see it as a way to bond. Generosity also very telling when it comes to the number of people you will end up sleeping with. Participants in another study who were willing to donate potential monetary winnings reported having more lifetime sexual partners, more casual sex partners, and more sex partners over the last year. Men who were willing to donate also reported having more lifetime dating partners.
So if you're cheap, you're not getting laid as much.
Well, these people are nice because they are donating. They're donating some winnings.
Got it.
People like people who like them. We know that. We know how that goes.
We're likable.
People like people who like them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, you're going to date her? Well, will she?
Yeah.
Does she like me?
Yeah. Guys' type are the women that like them. That's their type.
Yeah. So if someone shows they care deeply about them, they're more likely to be attracted. Everybody wants to be liked. Altruistic people are often more charming than their competition. They come across as more humble and less self-absorbed.
The wave of nice guys who ain't getting laid has started on the phones, all calling BS on this story.
Well, they're too nice.
They're nice. Yeah. They're incorrectly nice.
They are. They're too nice. Well, if you become the friend zone, you ain't yelling this.
What about these nuts? Yeah, you can't say that if you're in the friend zone.
If you're a nice guy.
They might not be as nice as they think either.
No, I think you can't be too nice, and you're just a puss.
Yeah, you may not be doing it right, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be a reasonable person.
Right. A little bit of edge with you. Be nice,
and
also.
Not just go around, I'm nice.
Yeah, and that means you're not nice.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
That's I'm going to do nice things, so I should be getting all the time.
Why can't I have sex? I'm nice.
Yeah.
Then you're not
nice. No,
You can't make that announcement.
No, you can't.
That's not up to you.
Right.
To say that you're nice.
No.
It's other people's perception. Whether or not you're nice. You've got nothing to say about it.
No.
No, you don't. U.S. Postal Service released a stamp featuring Fred Rogers from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Licking Mr. Rogers. Actually, they're all pretty stuck anymore. You don't lick stamps anymore.
Fred Rogers has made a resurgence here.
Big time. Now, what's this documentary about? I've seen people raving about it on Twitter. There's a documentary about his life out now.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a documentary?
The Michael Keaton thing? Is Michael Keaton involved in this?
Well, Michael Keaton was actually a stagehand on that show.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and then that viral video going around of him testifying before Congress.
That, too.
When they were going to defund.
But there's a documentary about his life right now.
Yes.
And they're making
Be My Neighbor?
That's it. Yeah. I think our friend Dr. Mina tweeted something out.
He died in 2003.
How old was he when he passed?
74. So get your Mr. Rogers stamp. Forever stamp.
Tom Hanks is going to play him in a movie, too.
Yes.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Doctors earn more money for prescribing opioids.
The true drug dealers.
Yeah, CNN analysis.
The opioid makers, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Who encouraged the doctors to prescribe.
Right. Well, they're the ones who are going to give more money. The CNN analysis found that doctors...
But let's kill the weed dealer on the street because they should be murdered.
Right. Shoot them in the face.
We should shoot all weed dealers.
In the face.
Doctors received six figures from drug manufacturers for writing out more drug prescriptions in 2014 and 2015. Those in the top 5% for opioid prescription volume received twice as much money as other doctors on average. Ones in the top 1% received an average of four times as much.
What did Kellyanne Conway say recently about opioids? Because she's in charge of that now. And one of her statements was...
Eat ice cream.
Yeah, just eat ice cream and you'll be fine.
Eat ice cream, have the fries.
Yeah, just say no.
Don't have drugs.
Yeah. She actually said eat ice cream. I mean, like, these people have addictions. And she said, well, just choose it. Have that addiction. Put a little weight on. You don't care if you're a little fat. Look at Sarah Huckabee.
Yeah. Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah. It's just like people made fun of, I mean, and rightly so, they made fun of Nancy Reagan in the day. The drug culture, people made fun of her all the time. Just say no.
Just say no.
Freaking kidding me? I remember Bobcat did a little bit about standing around a table with, about to do a bunch of blow with, and everybody just say, remember Nancy Reagan? Just say no. No. No, it's a big, there are bigger problems to drug addicts than eat ice cream or just say no.
Yeah, there's that physical addiction.
A little bit.
There's that mental addiction.
A little
sometimes
bit.
Sometimes ice cream is not always
And by the way,
answer.
She's in charge of the opioid crisis, I believe, right now. She said, just eat ice cream. And by the way, if anybody looks like she took a bunch of pills, it's her.
Oh, yeah.
She's got mother's little helper everywhere in that house. Yeah. You know she does.
Yeah, but those aren't opioids.
She's got a pill-looking face.
Those are benzos.
Whatever, you're
Completely
right.
Completely different.
But there's a pill-looking face on Kellyanne Conway for sure.
But she probably doesn't follow her own ice cream advice.
No, because she's skinny, right?
She's a skinny girl.
She might purge later.
Well, she's not dealing with her. Yeah. And addiction, she's been prescribed.
Plus, she goes to the fridge, Sarah Huckabee stole it. You know, no more ice cream. Sarah, did you eat the last ice cream?
Yes.
That's how she talks.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas is suing the Spirit Boeing Employees Association for alleged racial profiling and religious discrimination. The ACLU says, and I'm probably just... butchering this gentleman's name, Munir Zaniel. The ACLU says that Munir Zaniel was accused by the Spirit Boeing Employees Association.
Which is in Wichita then, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Of holding an Islamic State meeting and possessing an ISIS flag during a party at a Wichita lake last year.
Did he have one?
Yeah. Is there any basis to this?
Can I come to your ISIS party?
He is a member of the Employees Association. He was actually hosting a party celebrating Malaysian Independence Day.
Yeah.
As well as a Muslim holiday. It was the end of Ramadan.
Ding dong.
And the flag at the event was a Malaysian flag.
Does it look anything like the ISIS flag?
No.
Okay.
It looks a little bit like the American flag. It has alternating red and white stripes and a blue rectangle in the upper left corner. Much like the American flag, unlike the American flag, it has a crescent moon and a 14-point star on the blue rectangle.
So you're thinking, so more than five brown people getting together with a flag that's not the American flag, automatically terrorist, right?
Yes.
That's it.
They Jesus. Saw pics. Somebody saw pictures
Be
or
very
something.
Afraid. Very afraid.
And they said, oh, that's the ISIS flag they're waving around.
Jesus
Christ. Bunch of terrorists.
Idiots.
Celebrating ISIS.
No, not at all.
No, no. They're Malaysians. They're Malaysians.
No, we're Malaysians.
They're fine. They are absolutely fine. The FBI.
He lost his gig?
No.
Okay, he didn't.
No, the FBI went and talked to him and said, dude, what are you doing?
Right.
And he said, no, it's all cool. I was just doing,
Malaysian stuff.
Yeah. I'm just doing Malaysian stuff. And the FBI said, oh, okay, well, then you're fine.
Yeah.
The ISIS flag is black. And
it's black. A couple dots on it, right?
A bunch of scribbling on it.
Right.
That,
yes.
I guess if you're a Muslim, you might understand, but I don't know what it says.
Yeah. So, this gentleman, Zaniel, found out that his membership in the association has been restricted.
But he's still employed?
Oh, yeah.
He's still a rivet guy?
Yeah.
Somewhere?
Well, he's bigger than that.
Engineer?
Yeah.
Probably.
That kind of deal.
Yeah, okay.
And so now the ACLU has to file a complaint saying that he's discriminated against due to his race, ethnicity, and religion.
Yep.
The FBI closed their investigation in October, but then a few months later, he found out his membership in the association had been restricted. The FBI told him that the association was working with a private investigator.
All right.
So come on. Guy's lived in Wichita since 2011. Senior stress engineer.
Yeah, that's important for flight, for planes. You want those planes to have good stress.
Well, you might have a few people listening who work with that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that bit was going on
in Wichita.
Dude,
you had a Malaysian party. Didn't
invite me. We were gone.
Yeah.
While we were gone, that's what's going on. William Shatner.
Oh, Bill.
Is calling out Facebook over an ad that said that he was dead. Shatner found out about his alleged death last week by a fan on Twitter who tagged him and said, "I thought you might want to know that you're dead."
I've been watching old Boston Legals, man. They're so good, that show.
The post included a picture from a sponsored ad on Facebook's Messenger app that said that Shatner was found dead. Shatner called out the social media site on the Twitter saying, "Hey, Facebook, isn't this your Messenger app? Thought you were doing something about this." So then they said, "Oh, you're not dead? Okay, fine." They took care of the ad and, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, it was an ad? It wasn't just somebody's post?
No, it was an ad.
Yeah, why would you buy an ad saying somebody's dead?
So that someone will click on it.
Oh, duh.
Oh, yeah.
Clickbait.
So someone will click on it.
I think he was hosting, I just saw his Twitter the other day, he was hosting a meet and greet at a viewing of Star Trek II in Michigan somewhere. That dude's still on the road, man.
Yeah.
Shaking hands, kissing babies.
He was on Best Of last week.
Yeah, he was. I saw that.
Oh, Thursday was his birthday.
Yeah.
I think it was Thursday. He was on the Best Of.
Star Trek II take place on the planet of Michigan?
I think it did. Four, they came back to save the whales. I'm not sure about two.
Two
was Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
That's the one he was doing, right.
Those are the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
The even-numbered ones are far better than the odd-numbered ones.
Take your word for that.
Although I like the original, because the original, they brought it back,
What was the original?
Just Star Trek 1979, the movie just called Star Trek, right.
Star Trek 2 is better.
No, I'm just saying, you wouldn't know that once Star Trek, the original one, came out. The movie was good because that's all you knew at the time.
But the second one was even better.
The Wrath of Khan.
With Khan.
Did you see the tweet I put out about...
Craig was unplugging his headphones.
Yeah, I'm about to, too. And I'm involved in the conversation. So let's move on, Craig, please.
A Virginia man is in police custody.
Shoot me in the face, like Todd said, about the weed dealer. Or shoot Todd in the face, one of us.
Well,
we both just sat back in a chair to look like, just let him go.
What about these nuts?
Right. All right.
We got to be geeky about something.
Yeah, I think we did there.
Got to be geeky about that.
All right.
Because I am.
A Virginia man is in police custody after allegedly threatening to kill Republican Congressman Scott Taylor.
Who's Scott's brother? If Scott's the congressman, the brother must have a better gig.
He must have.
He must.
Yeah. Police say that Wallace Godwin made the threat after a heated discussion about marijuana policy.
Dude.
He reportedly told some members of Taylor's staff that he was going to grab his shotgun and do something about this.
And
if he's convicted, Godwin could face up to 10 years in prison. According to court documents, Godwin met with members of the congressman's staff and became frustrated during a discussion of marijuana policy.
Because they laughed at weed. They laughed at weed in his face?
No.
They're probably against it, and he's for it, right?
The other way around.
Oh. Well, good.
Taylor, who supports marijuana decriminalization, was not present.
Good for that dude.
He had multiple public appearances scheduled for that day, But the Godwin fella said he's going to go get his shotgun and do something about this. I'll just handle this myself.
The
he then pointed at two staff members in the room and said, you two are next.
Going to get me a shotgun? Shoot. Kill all the stoners I see.
Right. Exactly. Right. That's what it was. So he's busted.
Weed.
All right. I just got a note from a guy named Scott. He's currently in Vietnam getting married and wants to know if he wants to bring back some dong. I told him, bring us a couple of dong.
Please bring back some dong.
Yeah. 2 million dongs is $100.
I don't need that much dong.
No, just a couple. Like 10.
I just want to see what a dong looks like.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a dong.
Liar.
Well, not a Vietnamese dong.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
We just had this conversation about your watching Todd.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I
but
did.
It's not Vietnamese.
No. I'm thinking of your penis right now. Right? Yeah. I could have just said that, but I played the clip because I was tired. Yeah, thank you. When you go on trips, feel free to bring back dong.
You know. Oh, here we can do this.
All right, go
ahead. Yeah, is that curious if that's a coin or paper?
It's probably
paper.
Paper dong.
Yeah.
A Vancouver Pokemon Go player.
That's still a thing?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the smartphone
it's
game.
Not
the Pokemon
as,
Go.
It's not as a big of a thing
oh,
as it was.
Oh, still looking for it? You still look for Pokemon?
But sure. They're adding new Pokemon pocket monsters all the time.
But that's the geocaching game where you go out and about.
Yeah.
I thought. I thought that was pretty much done.
Oh, no, people still play that.
Check out this pocket monster during the break, Craig.
Said you've never seen the Vietnamese.
Yeah.
A Vancouver Pokemon Go player facing an assault charge after a virtual battle got real.
A virtual battle got real.
The Oregonian reports that Stephen Jolly is accused of swinging a tire iron at three opponents who beat him in a Pokemon battle.
Lighten up, Jolly.
It's worse than that. Police say the 56-year-old told them that he came at the 19 and 20-year-olds in an aggressive manner after they beat him at the game. He allegedly busted up a picnic table doing about $400 in damage.
57. Dude, find a hobby.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
He thinks he did. Make fun of that hobby if you can
for
the 56-year-old.
That guy. All right. Geek.
Tire iron. Yep.
Go with River Rocks next time.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Sorry, I just got hit by a rock.
I want a rock!
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.